This is New Testament Character Podcast 44 on Anna. Last time we looked at Simeon, one of the older characters we meet in the New Testament, and in fact, one of the ones that's unique to Luke's gospel. Anna is another. With Anna, we conclude looking at six devout Israelites who were surrounding the miraculous births of John the Baptist and Jesus. And they are Zechariah and Elizabeth, the Baptist parents, Joseph and Mary, Simeon and Anna. Simeon is not married to Anna. Anna's a widow. Simeon, we don't know. But we notice that a number of these people, the majority of these witnesses to Jesus as a baby, were older persons. Our culture, of course, worships youth. We make it seem bad to get old, whereas in the Bible, there's honor in aging, in graying. Youth culture, youth worship destroys self-image. Who can measure up? Who can stay forever young? It hurts morality. It hurts wisdom. It despises what comes with old age, which is a mixture of pain, suffering, and wisdom and righteousness and understanding. It hurts respect for others. All of us are aging. And I hope in this podcast, as in the one on Simeon, we'll think about that, especially if we're younger. We read in Luke 2:36, there was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old, having been married to her husband for 7 years until his death. Hannah is the Old Testament character whom Anna is named after, Hannah being a Hebrew and Anna being Greek. And so we're reminded of the faith of another woman who went to the temple. Well, it was before there was a temple. It was the tabernacle at Shiloh at that time. Now there's an actual stone temple. This is the impressive Jerusalem temple. Luke tells us her father's name, not her husband's name. That's interesting. He mentions her tribe, the tribe of Asher. There are very few people in the New Testament, that is Jews, who are given by their tribal listing. Who else is there besides Barnabas, who's a Levite, tribe of Levi? Saul is from Benjamin, that is the Apostle Paul, and Jesus from the tribe of Judah. So Anna is one of those four. And as we're going to see, she's very old, maybe even more than 100 years old. Verse 37, Anna had lived as a widow since then, that is the death of her husband, for 84 years. And she never left the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came up to them and began to give thanks to God and to speak about the child to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. That's it. It's quite a bit shorter than the piece we looked at on Simeon. And yet, in a funny way, she outranks him. I guess I better explain what I mean by that. But let's go through these passages and look at her life and then apply it to ourselves. Simeon was praised as being righteous and devout. But look at Anna. She's obviously righteous. She prays and fasts and worships and talks about God. But she's a prophetess. In fact, in the entire New Testament, only one female prophet is named, and that's Anna. It reminds me of a podcast I recorded on Huldah the prophetess, when the long-lost Book of the Law was discovered in the time of King Josiah in 621 BC. The king says, well, we need to get the word from the Lord. And so he sends for word from Huldah. She was the spiritual authority, not the men. Very interesting. Whereas Simeon came to the temple courts and he came in and he held Jesus, Anna looks like she spent her time there every day. She was always there. She was fasting and praying and talking. And since she was a prophetess, it wasn't just, you know, talking about God. There was more to it than that. There was a message from the Spirit of God that Anna was passing on. One commentator, Robin Branch, puts it this way. Luke's deft writing, she refers to, has it that Simeon praises the Lord while Anna offers thanks. He speaks by the Spirit, but she is explicitly called a prophetess. So the Spirit's working in both of their lives, but she's the prophetess. And she speaks of the redemption of Jerusalem. Simeon, the redemption and restoration of Israel. Why the change there? Why does Luke tell us that it's Jerusalem? Certainly, spending as much time at the temple as she did, she was aware of the corruption and the power politics of the temple. Jerusalem is going to be redeemed. We're going to see that in the book of Acts, that it's not only a place of great conflict, but it's the conflict with the system, but it's a place where the church is first established. Gentiles and Israel will both benefit Simeon. Jerusalem is where God will focus Anna. So the different focuses there on those two. And Anna, again, is old. If we take this in the most natural reading of this, verse Luke 2:37, she's married. Let's say she's married young. Let's say 13. That would not be uncommon. They're married 7 years, 20. And then 84 years, she's still at the temple, 104. Okay, she's not young. And that's a very unusual age for anyone to reach back then or today. I came across someone in the cemetery where I often walk last week who lived to be almost 104, but that's a cemetery with almost 20,000 graves. Very unusual. So we've got this woman who's been around, and she just wants to be with God's people. She wants to be at the temple. With this in mind, and this is back to Robin Branch, who commentates here. With this in mind, Anna shows one model of aging in the biblical text. Luke presents her positively as a woman without the bitterness that may come with age, and as one full of hope. As she moves throughout the temple, no doubt she seeks to do good to those whom she encounters. Luke's description shows her as well-adjusted, engaged in Israel's life, and useful to the Lord. She may well have become the model for the righteous church widows, Paul describes in 1 Timothy 5:5. That makes sense to me. She is a model, someone that we should all want to imitate, men and women alike. She speaks to all she can about the Lord, and she knows that this is Jesus here, and what a wonderful person to prophesy, and like Simeon, to be waiting. And when she sees Joseph and Mary come, she thanks God, and she speaks to them. We don't know what she said exactly, but it says she spoke to them about Jesus, to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. She knew that this child was the Messiah. This was part of God's plan. Wow. How about some application? Well, men, do you have a positive attitude towards women? In the Bible, they are prophets, and sometimes they outrank the men. They can serve as national leaders, like Miriam or Deborah. They are often portrayed as more spiritual and insightful than men. How's your attitude? Is fasting and praying part of our daily and weekly lives? Too often, Christians dismiss the benefit and the importance of regular prayer and fasting. Anna modeled this for decades and decades. Do we speak to Jesus, about Jesus, to all who are interested? She did. She's not just speaking to a couple of people, Joseph and Mary. We look at our passage, she spoke to all. She spoke to Jesus, about Jesus, to those who are interested, to those who have ears to hear and will appreciate the message. That's what she's doing. Do we do that? Remember, we are men and women of faith for the long haul. We may not reach the advanced longevity of Anna. Very few of us will live to be 100. But most of us will have the opportunity to be Christians for decades and decades. And that's where we need to take our cue from her. Her priorities were right. Consider Anna, consider Simeon, regardless of your own age, and understand what the Lord is telling us about the importance of faithfulness and perspective and devotion to Him.